In our gospel today, there are like three sentences that really call my attention. The first one, we see Jesus telling his disciples, "What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops." And then he repeated it like twice, telling his disciples, "Do not be afraid to do that." When I was down in Milwaukee in my first assignment as a priest, I came to know one family that I became very close with them. They are very dedicated to their parish, very dedicated Christians. Both of them, they are retired. So they're kind of enjoying their retirement, you know. They have kids, they have grandkids, and everything is really going fine for them. They are really happy. But then one day I sat with the man, and we're kind of just chatting about different life experiences, the way we experience the presence of God in our lives. And they shared a lot of wonderful stories as far as their family is concerned. But then he told me that it is very rare for him to share those stories with others. There is something that he feels holds him back to share some of those good things in his life with others. Sometimes he feels a sense of guilt. Sometimes he feels that when he shares those stories with others, he might be offensive to others, probably those who are not as fortunate as he is. And because of that, most of the times he keeps those stories to himself. Most of the times he does not share them with others. And today Jesus is telling us, "What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. Do not be afraid to share the presence of God in your life with others." Jesus here is not talking about necessarily exposing the deeper theological truths with others. He's not talking about necessarily being on the street, calling out the social evils within our lives. What Jesus is telling his disciples today, and is telling to each one of us today, is that God is present in our lives in very different ways. God is transforming us from within. God has given us a new identity by the virtue of our baptism, by the virtue of the faith that we have. Each one of us is a different person because of what God is doing in our lives. The same thing with the disciples. Each one of them is a different person because of what Jesus has done in their lives. And what he's telling them is this: don't hold that just to yourself. Go out. Share what God has done in your life with somebody else. Don't hold that as a secret in your life. Go out and share with others. Because the same way that God has transformed you is the same way that God is looking forward to transform another life, another person. Don't be afraid. Don't keep it as a secret. Go out and share it with others. And there are two things. When we share what God has done into our lives, two things happen. First of all, we give praise to God. We acknowledge the presence of God in our lives. The second thing, we inspire another person to know that we have a God who is active in our lives. You help the other person to be aware that God is active in our lives. So, my brothers and sisters, today I want to invite you to think about the moments in your lives that you can say, God was present here. God intervened in my life in this way or in that way. God transformed my life in this way or in that way. Think about that encounter with God, that experience with God. And then think about a family member, a friend, a workmate that you can share that encounter with him or with her, that you can inspire that person with what God has done in your life. Again, do not be afraid. What Jesus says to you or does to you in darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered in your heart, proclaim on the housetops.